We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. Today we are celebrating the 67th anniversary of the church. I was thinking back over this past week of my memories. The church was 13 years old when I was born, and it was in Baghdad at the time. But before that, it had been through some other locations. It was in a renovated barn in 1951 that the church began. And then after 2 or 3 years, they moved to a location on Highway 90 where Dr. and Mrs. Hobbs lived and had the storefront church for a while. And then the building was sold out from underneath them, and then they had to have church at their house over in Star Hill for a year or so. And then ended up in Baghdad at the old Oddfellers Hall. And then finally up here in 1968. The Lord has been so good through the years, but I often remember Dr. Hobbs, who was our founding pastor and the founder of this church, saying that he never wanted to be a pastor, that God had to change his heart. He very much loved Dr. Bob Jones Sr. and in many ways wanted to emulate him. And Dr. Bob Sr. was an evangelist, had come out of the Methodist Church. Dr. Hobbs had come out of the Methodist Church and felt the Lord calling him into evangelism. As a matter of fact, he had set up meetings to continue that after starting the church in his junior year, I believe, of college. He started the church out in Pace and felt he wanted to turn that ministry over to somebody else so he could stay in full-time evangelism. But God had other plans. And Dr. Hobbs often mentioned to me, he said, Todd, always remember, do what God wants you to do, not what you want to do. Now that just seems obvious. But he wanted to be in evangelism, and God had to change his mind. I want you to pastor a church. I've got other things in store for the community of Milton. I've got a Christian school down the road you don't know about yet. I've got a youth program that you don't know about yet that I've got to start. All those things were not in his mind in 1951 when he started the church. It was evangelism. And God had to direct him another way. This lesson, folks, is one of the great lessons of the Bible. It's a lesson of letting God direct. I thought about this verse in verse 112 of Psalm 119 that we've been going through. It says, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always. I've inclined my heart. Now, you can incline your heart to do what you want to do. Or you can incline your heart to do what God wants to do. That's what he's saying there. I'm going to do what you say in your word. This ministry came about after Dr. Hobbs changed his mind and got in accordance with what God had in store. He had started the church, but he wanted to leave it, go into evangelism. God worked in his heart and said, I want you to stay with the church. And then look at all the fruit of all the years. We were all gathered around the table at Cracker Barrel, and Peg Turner leaned over and said, think about this. This all started with just the two of us. I had all the grandkids and so forth around the table and so forth. And you think about that. That was 56 years ago. And now we got a fairly large family now with lots of grandkids and grandkids now. And you think about the work that God can do when someone says, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. If you want me to do this, I would prefer to do this, but if you want me to do this, I'll do that. And God will direct and lead in your life. But you got to be willing. Follow the statutes of the Word of God. And that, one of the statutes is, do God's will. Do God's will. And so I'm thankful that Dr. Hobbs, many years ago, submitted to God's call in that regard. Wasn't an easy decision. It was something that went against what he wanted to do. But then God was able to perform what he wanted to do when his servant said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And that's that heart attitude that each one of us ought to have as we serve the Lord here upon this earth until He comes back or we go on to glory. Be found faithful doing God's Word and God's will every day. Every day. And the only way you're going to know God's will is to get into God's Word and stay in it faithfully, reading, studying God's Word. May God help us to have that kind of heart.